I'm Margot Pilatus. Welcome to Study English IELTS Preparation. Today we're going to talk about the IELTS speaking and reading tests. The speaking test includes an interview where you can be asked to talk about yourself, your family, your job, or maybe your studies. But you won't have to answer any questions today. Instead, we're going to interview a man called Perry Vlahos. He's an astronomer. By asking Perry a series of questions, we can learn a bit more about what makes a good response. Let's begin by asking Perry a typical part one type question. Perry, can you tell us about yourself?
Well, currently I'm the Vice President of the Astronomical Society of Victoria. Another thing I do is the tours at Melbourne Observatory, where a lot of people come in to get a look through the telescopes and have been there for a long time, very historical instruments in some cases.
Perry answered the question very well. He gave detail in his answer. He's the Vice President of the Astronomical Society of Victoria, and he does tours at the Melbourne Observatory. Perry ordered points logically, and he used linking words like currently and another thing. Did you notice that he started his response with the word well? He did this so he could have some time to think about his answer. Sometimes people will use fillers like well, or are while they are thinking about what they want to say next. It's best to minimise fillers. Don't use them too often because it affects fluency. Fluency is an important feature of your spoken language that the examiner is listening for. What question would you ask Perry next? Perry is an astronomer. We might ask him about his area of study, astronomy. Perry, could you tell us about astronomy?
Astronomy is very much a cutting-edge science. It's the oldest science and it's also the newest science. And then every time we find out something new and interesting out there, it also tells us something new and interesting about ourselves and our place in the cosmos.
Perry used words that belong to the field of astronomy. For example, he talked about cutting-edge science and the cosmos. Perry also used opposites in his description. He described astronomy as being both the oldest science and the newest science. Perry didn't just tell us facts about astronomy. He extended the description to tell us his opinions about the effect that astronomy can have. He said that it can tell us something new and interesting about ourselves and our place in the cosmos. To enhance his response, Perry could have talked more about the cosmos. That would show more of his vocabulary range. So let's ask Perry, why did you choose to study astronomy?
When I was about 11 or 12 and had my first science lesson at high school, and the teacher went up to the board, drew a semicircle, put in various dots, labelled them, said, right, now copy this down into your books. These are stars, planets and constellations. Go out there and find them tonight. And then let me know how you went. It inspired me, fired my imagination and gave me something to work towards.
Perry answered this question by telling a story. He used narration. He began the story by telling us when it happened. That is, when I was 11 or 12. And he then told us where the story took place. That is, in my first science lesson at high school. The narrative follows a sequence of events. Perry used direct speech. He quoted exactly what the teacher said. The teacher said, right, now copy this down into your books. By quoting what the teacher said, his response is more interesting. By listening to Perry, we can get a few useful tips for the IELTS speaking test. Perry did a number of things that you should do in your IELTS test to give the examiner the best chance to hear you speaking clearly. It's a good idea to link ideas and language together and give interesting answers. You should also try to give details and answer questions fully. Remember how Perry told us that astronomy was both the oldest and also the newest science. Using these opposites was a good way for him to describe the field. It also allowed him to show that he was aware of the relationship between these words. Understanding the relationship between words can help to build your vocabulary. It will also help you to answer some questions in the IELTS reading test. Let's have a look at some word relations you should know. First, synonyms, words that mean the same. For example, for interesting, we have synonyms such as entertaining, fascinating, and intriguing. And for the word beautiful, we have gorgeous, handsome, lovely, and exquisite. You should also know about opposites. For example, high and low, big and small, anxious and calm, cheap and expensive. Another group of related words that can be useful to know is words related by degree. These are words we can put on a scale. For example, hot, warm, cool, and cold. Hot and cold can also be opposites. So can warm and cool. Now here's Perry talking about what it's like to look up at the stars with his telescopes. Listen for adjectives and adverbs as we ask, Perry, do you enjoy your work as an astronomer?
I imagine the closest that I come to a great spiritual experience is when I'm out there with my telescope, total darkness, and the universe above my head, and you feel this strong connection between all of those elements. And that really fires me, and I'm always looking for new things to see as well.
Perry uses a range of adjectives, such as total darkness, strong connection, and new things. Can you think of any synonyms for these? How about absolute darkness, firm connection, and unfamiliar things? What about opposites? The opposite of strong connection is weak connection. The opposite of new things is old things. Perry also uses the adverb always. The opposite of always is never. We could also form a scale from always. Always, sometimes, occasionally, never. Knowing how words relate is useful when answering true, false, and not given questions in the IELTS reading test. But that's all for today. Let's review what we've learnt. First, we saw how Perry answered interview questions. We saw how linking ideas, using narrative, and giving detailed answers can be helpful. Then, we looked at word relationships. We saw that learning synonyms, opposites, and scales can help build vocabulary and also help in the IELTS reading test. Of course, all of these skills take practice. Make sure you visit the Study English website for more. It's at abcasiapacific.com/studyenglish. Bye bye.